Hi, I'm Vipul Singh. Today I'm going to tell you the story of Mao's famous Four Pests campaign that was fueled by the fanatic idealism. How it resulted in the destruction of enormous pests and bird populations in China, and what was its implication on the country. One of the most important aspect that has been highlighted by Zudit Shapiro is the elimination of the four pests. It's called the Four Pests campaign, and this became very popular. And the four pests which Mao thought that they are the enemies for humans are the rats, the sparrows, the flies, and mosquito. So chuha tha, sparrow tha, flies the, and mosquito ko wo kehta tha ye char jo hai wo isko eliminate karna zaruri hai if humans want to actually progress. So he portrayed all these four non-human living things: rats, sparrow, flies, and mosquitoes, as the enemies of nature and the enemies of humans. So even children were mobilized. You can see that in this sketch, that children were asked to use various traditional devices to kill the sparrows. So even children were mobilized, and coordinator established in the rural areas for mass slaughter of the sparrows. And then Shapiro also highlights about the killing of the rats, the flies, and the mosquitoes by the humans. The Four Pests campaign, in fact, was a nationwide initiative, which was announced by Mao, and this was part of his Great Leap Forward policy. As I mentioned, that Great Leap Forward was basically a radical kind of a social and economic movement, and It was kind of a campaign which Mao had initiated as the leader of the Communist Party of China, and he, through this campaign, he aimed to rapidly transform China from an purely agrarian society into some kind of industrialized society, industrialized nation, an industrialized socialist nation. So Mao believed that by mobilizing the masses and promoting collective labor effort, China could actually very easily achieve the economic growth, and China can then catch up with the industrialized nations of the world, like many of the European countries. Now, few of the key elements in his Great Leap Forward included the establishment of large rural communes, and he emphasized on the steel furnaces which were to be established, the small scale industries which were to be established in rural areas, and then he also promoted the very intense agricultural production. So he wanted people to produce more from the cultivable field itself. So the state was actually encouraging people to work together in communes, and pooling together various resources, pooling together the labor, and this was all to increase the agricultural output as well as the industrial production. Now obviously these were not very I mean they were later it had some problems, because like problem if you have these mass extermination of the sparrows taking place, it led to ecological imbalance. So there were, you know, pest outbreaks, you know? And because all these, you know, these non-human living things which are there in the ecological system, they are very useful. And I mean the elimination of these different animals from the ecology is not a good idea. Now the diversion of the resources to this small-scale industry, in the long run, it has actually, what it has done, that through the, you know, when, you know, the crowd was mobilized, the population was mobilized, it actually reduced the agricultural productivity in the long run, because it had, you know, allowed people to do other acts, you know, get involved in killing of the mosquito and killing the sparrows and things like that. And it disrupted the traditional disrupted the whole system of traditional farming. So there were you know, people who were then more interested in industrial production. So it led to, so, and then obviously under Mao's rule, they were asked to you know, leave all the traditional farming methods and follow the modern irrigation canal system, which he had been able to dug up in various places. Now ultimately it had a problem, because many of the rivers were heavily silted rivers, and many of the canals got filled up with a lot of silt, and so there were crop failures, famines all around. And then there were problems associated with that. Now rats, for example, they were targeted at that time. They were believed to be, you know, consuming huge amount of grain, and they thought, I mean, Mao thought that it posed a threat to the food supplies. But you know, the campaign of killing the rats, and obviously it led to the, you know, the removal of the rat population, and drastic reduction in rats population, the extermination of the rat. But then, as I mentioned, that it disrupted the ecological balance. Without these natural predators to control the population of other pests like insects, you know, the crop eating birds, they thrived, you know, because the rats were earlier eating them. So it actually resulted in increased agricultural damage rather than, you know, taking control over the destruction of the crops. Similarly, you know, in the case of sparrows, because Mao thought that sparrows were considered, they were considered pests because they, I mean, Mao thought them, these sparrows to be pests because they, these sparrows fed on the grain seeds and were believed to, you know, harm agricultural production. And his campaign encouraged people to even eradicate the sparrows by making noise, you know, to prevent them from resting and destroying their nests. But then this excessive killing of the sparrows led to, again, an ecological imbalance. And it was later realized that because these sparrows were very crucial in controlling the insects, and, you know, including the one, the insects that which eat the crop, you know, the crop, like the locusts, they actually, locusts eat much of the crop. So these sparrows were the one who would, you know, who would you know, eat those locusts, and then the locusts would not be survive in such large number. So the absence of sparrows actually contributed to huge surge in the locust population, leading to, you know, extensive damage to the crops in the long run. So the very reason with which these, you know, Mao had asked people to kill the rats, the sparrows, you know, the problem remained in the long run. Similarly, you have the case of the flies, which were targeted due to the concern about the, you know, the spread of the disease and their impact on the hygiene. And, you know, people were mobilized and they were asked to kill the flies using various methods. Like, for example, they were asked to use, you know, the fly swatters and the traps. जो जाल होता है और उससे लोगों को कहा गया कि सारे लोग घर में रख के उसको मारो. Now obviously the elimination of the flies had some you know, the positive effects on the hygiene, but the this campaign of killing the flies completely did not consider the ecological role that the flies actually, you know, play, because these flies are actually also the pollinators and decomposers. So what you see is that, you know, the decline, the huge decline in the fly population had unintended consequences in the ecosystem functioning itself. So, I mean, these were the, you know, problems with these four pest control. Like, for example, you also have the mosquitoes. They were also targeted in China. Mao said that we should kill all the mosquitoes because they transmit a disease such as malaria. And, you know, once we remove mosquitoes, there will be no malaria. This is what Mao believed. So there were efforts made to, you know, there were efforts made by state to drain the stagnant water sources. And up they were, you know, the state were applying insecticides to control the mosquito population. So obviously, I mean, it had a success because when the mosquitoes were killed, the stagnant waters were removed, it reduced the incidence of malaria, but it also resulted in the widespread use of the chemical pesticides, because you have to use pesticides to kill all those mosquitoes, which had then negative effect on the human health and environment. So take this four pest campaign as an example, as a case of a state measure to, you know, control the society, state measure to, you know, look for economic development, convince people about the economic development, rapid pace of economic development. It also then exemplifies the consequences of, you know, pursuing very radical measures, and, you know, but then it has, you know, long-term implications. So we need to, when we follow such policies, we need to also consider the, you know, the broader ecological implication that such policies could have in the long run. So the four pest campaign resulted in some unintended ecological imbalance, and it had negative impact on agriculture in the long run in China. The critics, the scientists who had, and the intellectuals who had raised their voices against such measures by Mao, I mean, they should not have been silent. They should have been listened carefully, and because these intellectuals, their understanding of nature was based on some research, and not just on, you know, general understanding of nature. So overall, what we see is that pest control activity undertaken by Mao in China had a major ecological implication, and, you know, the extinction of these four pests which I mean, the reason with which they were actually started, the problems remained in the long run. So you certainly had immediate benefits, but then it led to further problems in the society.